Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our CPR series looks at certain topics that come up in life, and we attempt to discuss them in a way that relates to everyone. At times, we bring in the arguments of those opposed to the Word of God in order to practice contending for the faith that God gave His church. It is our prayer that you will be equipped to give a defense for the truths of the Christian faith with humility and respect.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. And when I say welcome back, I mean welcome back after 2 months of being away. We are going to have a little bit of a follow-up and introductory podcast today as we get back into the swing of things with Burden and Blessing. Joining me today are co-founders, Mark Tiefel and Neil Radical, as we kind of take a look at a little bit of a review of what's been happening over the last 2 months and where we're planning to go moving forward. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Excellent. Thankful for the opportunity to do this with you guys. It's been a while.
Not only have we had people calling in and saying, hey, you know, where are you guys? What happened to the podcast? But we've missed it too. It's an opportunity for us to get together. So it's nice to see your guys' face. At least I get to see your face and hear your voices once again. So 4 years ago, we started this whole thing with audio on Burden and Blessing. 2 months ago, we released our 400th episode over the course of 4 years. We just passed the four-year mark. Our first episode was released on, actually, the first three episodes were released on August 18th, 2016. We've come a little ways since then. We tried to improve things a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about that. Mark, do you want to talk a little bit about our content? When we first started out this whole thing, we had basically four different episodes that we were releasing, and we've tweaked that just a little bit over 4 years. Do you want to talk a little bit about our content?
Yeah, so we've kind of had, from the beginning, we've had four main pillars of basically categories of episodes, which would fit into these four generic topics. One of them is reviews, one of them is Bible studies, one of them is CPR, and then the last one was the Word of the Week. Basically, that was the structure from the beginning, and we tried to remain consistent to that. You know, every now and then we would have a current event podcast that would go up to respond to something that happened recently, and that didn't always fit in perfectly to one of those categories, but we've tried to retain that. And I think on our main podcast page, you can still find those four main headings and still find all the episodes underneath that. Moving forward, we're planning to kind of keep the same structure with those things, but they're changing a little bit as well. And so we're going to have some new things that we're trying, different ideas that we're developing that don't necessarily fit into that structure, but overall trying to keep the same basic format that we've had moving forward. So I think moving forward here, Neil's going to kind of talk about some of the changes that we're going to make and kind of some of the podcasts that are on the horizon here as we get started again.
Well, as far as the audio quality has gone from the beginning, we've always wanted to try to do something very professional. We wanted to communicate in a way that's easily understandable. So we've been trying to upgrade our equipment as we go on. And even today, we've been talking a little bit how we can improve that quality. And so that's, we want to give you the best possible listening. If you go back to some of our first podcasts, you guys might remember this. So we had a lot of struggles with some of those. The gospel content was still there, but the audio quality was not always what we wanted it to be. So I definitely think we've been blessed by trying to make steps further with that. We've also been blessed. And we talk about 400 episodes. Those are clearly not 400 episodes that the three of us have done. We've had a lot of helpers, participants that have helped with editing, hours of podcasts that none of the amount of episodes we could do wouldn't have been possible without them. So we hope to continue to have more participants in the future with us, a variety of them, as well as future guests that might come on once in a while too. So as far as the things you're hearing, you know, with the equipment and the participants, we continue to try to bring as much of that as we can to the plate.
So when we talk about the new content that we're going to be rolling out, Mark reviewed those four main pillars that we had that we started off with. Let's go back to those and let's highlight a little bit of what they started off to be and where we're going to be taking them in the future. Our main one when we first started off was our word of the week. And that was well received because it was just a few minutes long, you know, 5 to 7 minutes long. We would take a word and we would summarize it and we would apply it. We kind of brought that to an end. And we went into, for a brief time there, we did the 40 days of hope, where we did something similar. We did a Bible passage instead of a particular word. That was very well received, and we're planning now to go into a new one. Neil, do you want to talk a little bit about the new one that we're planning to take the place of the Word of the Week moving forward?
Yeah, within those 400 episodes, we have done a study and overview of every book of the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible. And so what we're working on right now is 66 books. We're trying to give a verse that summarizes each one of those books and spend some time talking about, for a few minutes, again, 5 to 7 minutes, trying to give a summary of that book in the context of that verse and give that devotional thought and the application that that book and that verse can specifically have for us today. And we're hoping to post those at least once or twice a week.
Yeah, the plan moving forward with those 66 books. So if we were to do the 66 books and we were only post it once a week, it'd take us over a year to get through the entire series. So our plan is to release those on Mondays like the Word of the Week had been, and then also add in on Wednesdays. So we'll have two of those a week that will be posted. And so we should be able to get through those in less than a year. And then we've got some other ideas moving down the road of some other things that we'll take the place once we're done with those 66 books of the Bible for a short 5-6 minute podcast going forward. Mark, how about our CPR? First of all, you want to remind everybody, CPR goes back a ways. You want to remind everybody who hears that CPR, what that actually stands for and kind of what our intent was with CPR?
Well, I knew Nathaniel was going to call on me for this one because I had to ask him earlier because I forgot what it meant. But CPR stands for Conservative Pastor Response. And the way we designed that is to, you know, we obviously use the acronym CPR. We kind of applied the imagery there of, you know, life-giving support, which we would use the Bible for in our spiritual lives. So that's kind of the intent behind the series. But I think the way I view CPR is that it basically covers a variety of different topics you're going to find in your life. And those are the types of podcasts where we're picking out, you know, usually a topical thought and talking about it in light of God's word. It's different probably from a Bible study in the sense that we're not starting with a particular book or passage and then developing thoughts out of that, but it's more topical in that way. So you'll find, I think, a lot of variety under the CPR pillar. And that's usually where some of the odd topics that we may consider, like current events, other things that come up kind of out of the blue, will usually fit in under CPR. So I guess the way I kind of view it is sort of like a grab bag of sorts, where you can kind of a catch-all of whatever different topics we might be talking about will fit under that category, but always framed, obviously, from a biblical perspective.
So a couple of the things that we will be rolling out moving forward. Mark mentioned current events. We've covered a variety of different topics. We covered COVID. We talked about loneliness during COVID. We've talked about politics and racism. So those are some of the things that we have dealt with under the CPR heading. We have a new series that we will be releasing here fairly soon that's going to roll out under the CPR heading. That is our parenting topic. Neil, do you want to just briefly touch on where that will go?
Yeah, I know you've done quite a bit of study and looked at a lot of resources with parenting, and you and I have been working on that as far as trying to go through a 5-part series that talks about the foundation of parenting, about discipline, about just a lot of the varieties that you would think of from how do we approach parenting from a biblical perspective and really try to fight what society says towards parenting and the raising of children, whether it be in the society or in the rest of the Christian community. How does Christian community influence that as well? So I'm excited for that to come out and continue to work on that until we finish it.
And then the other one that we have done too, we've already started a series on heaven. We've released two of those, and we have one more that will be coming out on the topic of heaven as well. So keep an eye out for that one moving forward. Another segment that we have is the review segment. This is probably the smallest, or we have the least number of episodes in this particular category. The idea behind this one was to review books, movies, music, both secular as well as hymns and other things. Mark, do you want to just briefly review the review setting and talk about what people might be able to see in this moving forward?
Well, I think that most of our hymn reviews fit in under this category. I think the place we've used this most is reviewing hymns out of our hymnal and bringing those into a clear light with reflection from God's word and kind of looking at some confusing phrases in those hymns and that type of thing. I'm assuming we'll continue to make use of that through that, but I think we'd like to expand it as well, as was our original intention, to kind of look at some of the other forms of media, books, digital forms, music, even movies, maybe TV shows, kind of looking at those things that people are going to be consuming on a regular basis and, giving a Christian review to those things. I think that was kind of the original intent as we got started. But as you said, Nathaniel, we haven't quite filled that category out as much as we would like to.
And then the other one that I think has been well received, but it's been really hard to do, has been our debate series. This has been fairly new. We kind of added this as what we might call a fifth pillar. And the idea behind this one has been to sort of inform people and to give them an idea of what the arguments are on the other side, as well as to practice defending their faith as well. Neil, do you want to just briefly talk a little bit about the debate series?
It definitely is the scariest one to do, especially when you're heading off, you two guys are trying to anyway. But it's the application and the apologetics of trying to always give an answer for the reason for the hope that is in you, as 1 Peter 3:15 talks about. So our goal with this is just to present ourselves with situations that anyone could find with in their day-to-day life. And so what topics come up with, how do you respond to someone who is an atheist, doesn't believe in God, someone who is living a particular sin that they're defending, how would you respond to that? And ultimately, it's how do we discuss our faith in a loving Christian way, but also standing for the truths of God's word. So it's been a challenging series, but one that I find I continue to need to grow in, and I look forward to the opportunities to do that. Do you guys have thoughts on that one, since it's probably the newest one?
Yeah, Mark, do you have any thoughts on the debate one?
Well, I think that it's unique because it involves all three of us. Most of our other podcasts have only had two participants, but the debate series, demands three people. You've got a moderator, and then you've got one person for and against. And it is challenging, but I really enjoy doing the debate series because it allows you to kind of test the waters in a real life situation, as Neil was talking about. And, hopefully people who listen to it can learn something, but as a participant, it's good exercise to go through some of these things. And I also like it because it sort of brings some of the topics that we're presenting to the present age of what people are going through right now and what they're going to encounter. Not that you can't get that through like a Bible review or looking back on a Bible story or something like that, but it does, help us see how the aspects of our faith and the doctrines that we believe and teach are very relevant today and can present themselves in many different opportunities throughout a person's day-to-day life. So I think it's a neat series. Hopefully we can continue to expand on it. And I think that it's been pretty well received.
And just a thought on that, if you as a listener have things that you would like to see us cover in that debate series, please let us know. We have a list of things that we want to include, but that list is always growing, and we would certainly want to cover anything that you would like to see us address in that series as well. Just a personal note on those debate series. I'm just glad that we do this electronically, because I would hate to get in between the two of you in real life as you're going at it. So
it's all an act.
Yeah. All right, so moving on then, the Bible study series is the last of those. That's been one that, as Neil mentioned earlier on in the Bible study series, we have covered all of the books of the Bible, just an overview of each one of the books. That series has been brought to an end. We do continue to do different Bible studies on chapters or verses, but we have two new series that we're going to be rolling out. Mark, do you want to take us first through the new one that we're going to be working on, the 12 Apostles series?
Yeah, the 12 Apostles series is basically just going to be a portrait of each of the 12 apostles who followed Christ. And we're also adding in there the Apostle Paul. But just taking an episode basically to look at each of these guys' lives as we know them from the scriptures, some of the significant things that they did, but also applying it to our lives and what lessons can we learn from these apostles. We know that probably in the Roman Catholic Church, the apostles and the saints are very predominant, maybe not so much in Protestant synods, but we certainly don't want to put too much of an emphasis on these individuals as being disciples or followers of Christ, but there are many valuable things that we can learn from their lives. And so we'll be using the scriptures to kind of flesh out the portraits of these individuals and maybe help our listeners appreciate and understand these individuals who learned under Christ directly.
One interesting thing about the 12 Apostles study is that earlier we had talked about release dates for our podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This one's going to be a little bit different because what we're going to do with the 12 Apostles is that we're actually going to release our study on the 12 Apostles on the day in which they are remembered in the church year. So that could fall on a Sunday, a Saturday. It might be, you might see two podcasts being released on a Wednesday if the saint day falls on a Wednesday along with the 66 books of the Bible. So keep an eye on those as well. You might find that there's more than just two or three episodes being released in a week when we hit a week where we're remembering some of these leaders of our church from the days of Jesus himself. And then, Neil, do you want to take us through the other new series on the 100 chapters to remember, where that's going to be going?
Certainly. Professor David Lau in college would make us, for his dogmatics class, would make us memorize. It wasn't 100 at that point in time, but the reference, the chapter, and what the chapter was about for dozens of books of the Bible. And so, Nathaniel, you and I, a few years back, rounded that out to 100 chapters. And so they're not the only chapters to remember, but ones that really cover the whole counsel of God as far as events from the Old Testament, like David and Goliath, and the ones that are more familiar, some of the Sunday school type ones, but other ones too, like Balaam, that may be a little bit more less familiar, and try to do those applications in that as well.
So that's our Bible study. Keep an eye out for some of those things. So our Word of the Week, our CPR review, debate, and Bible study. Basically, we have five different pillars that we're using now. Earlier last year, we also had another series that we released for a period of time, and that was our study on world religions. So people can go back and they can find that on our website too, and you can see those different studies on and how those religions, number one, how they compare to Christianity, but also how they also continue to influence our society today. So we haven't mentioned that one, but that's another one from the past as well that you can find on our website. A couple of thoughts with some of the things that we have moving forward, and this is a little bit further out because the things that we've just covered are things that we're going to be working on right now. But a few things that you can look forward to in the future are a possible series on the Large Catechism, and then also a shorter segment that would be covering our Lutheran confessions as a whole. So those are a couple of things to look forward to as we move into a new year as well. Any other thoughts that you two have on our topics or schedule or content?
No, I just want to continue to encourage our listeners to send us a message. Let us know if there's something specifically you're looking for. And either we'll direct it to you, what we've done before, we'll do a new one on it too. So don't hesitate to let us know.
And maybe we should clarify, if people do want to contact us, what's the best way to do that?
So we have a couple of different places that you can do that. You can find a lot of information on our, so there's different ways that people actually download the podcast. If you have a podcast app on your phone, you can do that a variety of different ways. You can find it on Spotify, on Google. If you want to contact us, we have a Gmail address where you can send information. Many people do contact us individually through our personal emails, but you can also contact us through the Gmail that is set up for Burden and Blessing. Mark, do you have that address? Burdenandblessing@gmail.com.
I think so, yeah. I guess I don't know that off the top of my head, but I was going to suggest maybe just using our personal emails, where most of our listeners are acquainted with us in some way, I think, but you can also find us on our church web pages and find our emails there. Or you can, you know, if you have our cell numbers, you can send us a text or something. But the email that we set up for Burden Blessing, I don't think has been used or distributed very widely. So maybe moving forward, just the best way is to get a hold of us individually. Or I was thinking too, if you listen directly on Podbean, you can leave comments, and those pop up pretty readily. So if you have a particular question on an episode, leave a comment on that episode, and we can certainly address that.
And there are other places where people do listen to our podcast too. A lot of us share them on Facebook or YouTube or other places like that. And all of those, as far as I know, have places where you can share comments where you watch them. So whoever's posting those, they can be shared back to the three of us, if it's not the three of us that are actually posting those on those locations. So
you can leave a comment or a message, the Burden Blessing Facebook page too.
Correct.
If you're using it through Facebook.
Right. So that's just a little bit of a summary of what we have been working on. We took a little bit of a hiatus this summer with all of the things that were going on with COVID. Each one of the congregations that were involved in serving had a lot of extra things that were going on. So we took a little bit of a break, but we also used it as an opportunity to kind of regather, refocus on where we're going to go moving forward. And we're looking forward to what the Lord has in store as we finish out this year and move into the next year of His grace as well. In addition to the three of us, you will hear more of the fellows that you have heard in the past, and maybe some new individuals as well. So we thank them for their efforts in this effort as well. Anything else in closing, guys?
I would just say, I think we've all been surprised, you know, as we reflect on 4 years now, I think we've all been surprised at how well the podcast has done. And you know, but I think that we all also recognize that there is a lot of potential for continued growth too. So I would just encourage our listeners to subscribe if you haven't, get an app on your phone where it does, the podcast comes in directly. It's very, very easy nowadays, but also be willing to share it with others. Maybe you talk about one of the topics that we cover. If you're wondering if we've covered a topic, go to the Podbean page and type in the search bar on a topic. I'm sure we've got 400 plus episodes on there that are, and they're growing. There's going to be a lot of topics there that can help you out in your daily faith life. So we rely on our listeners to really spread the word and to encourage others to subscribe as well. So please do continue doing that.
Yeah, most of what we've been doing, it started off just being shared among our three congregations, and it's grown. I think there are people outside of our congregations within our church body that we're affiliated with that are familiar with what we're doing. But we don't really broadcast it. It's really among the listeners that share that with others, friends, members at church, things like that. One other thing too, just in connection with where you find this, if there's a certain place that you listen to podcasts and you search for Burden and Blessing and you can't find it, then reach out to us and let us know. The Podbean site just went through an update, and there might be some places where it is no longer showing up. So if you find that you cannot find our podcast on a podcast app or site, let us know so that we can reach out to them and try to get that set up. I wouldn't have known about Spotify unless somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, are you guys on Spotify?" And I said, "I didn't know Spotify did podcasts." And we looked into it and we got it put on Spotify. So a lot of different, but we learned that from our listeners too. So if you have thoughts like that, please share those things with us as well. Neil, anything else that you've got? Any thoughts?
I just appreciate the support and encouragement people give once in a while. And just thank you for listening. It's been a blessing to continue to work together with all of the people who are presenting, and doing all the study has been really beneficial for me. And I'm just praying it benefits others as well.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I look at this too. I look at the time that I have with you, Neil, or you, Mark, or one of the other guys that comes on the podcast to do a study with us. I look at this as my personal Bible study time, and I'm benefiting from it. And if we can share that with other people, whoever that might be, then that's an even greater reward. So that is our hope, that other people would benefit from the study of God's Word just as we are in our own study. Thank you, fellows, for joining us for recapping the last 4 years and giving us a glimpse of what's coming in the years to come. May the Lord continue to bless the study of His Word and the hearing of His Word for the salvation of souls. We look forward to seeing more of you.
We hope that you will join us next week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our goal is always to bring you the whole counsel of God. Until next time, go in the strength of the Lord and preach the Word.